Hello, it's Wednesday, July the 22nd. Another procrastination update by Tim Pitchell. My name for the booze is Procrastuitate, and today we put up a new comic, Paul Mason and I, on our procrastination.ca Carpe Diem website that you can see that provides the origins of the procrastinate word in terms of Twitter and tweeting. If you want to see the comic, the Carpe Diem comic, would go to procrastination.ca and look on the right side of the screen. You'll see a link to Carpe Diem new comic. I think it'll make you smile. In any case, I wanted to pick up from yesterday and talk a little bit about personality. I talked about perfectionism, which is a relatively minor trait when we think about personality psychology, individual difference psychology, and personality traits. In fact, just like there are the three primary colors, personality psychologists argue for the most part that there are five primary traits, each with facets that allow us to blend all of these traits to create just about any personality that we could imagine. And these five major traits, known as the Big Five, can be remembered with the mnemonic canoe. Being a Canadian, I prefer canoe. You can also do it with ocean, as you see, but canoe is a good one for us because I want to start with the very first in my discussion of procrastination. And the first personality trait, C for conscientiousness, A for agreeableness, N for neuroticism, O for openness to experience, and E for extroversion, canoe. Let me explain each of these very briefly. Conscientiousness, C, is how dutiful, how self-disciplined, how organized you are. And you can probably already get a sense of where we're going in terms of procrastination. Agreeableness, A, is how altruistic you are, how easy you are to get along with. Well, if you're a nice person, you'd be seen as agreeable. N for neuroticism is basically emotional instability. How much do you worry? How much anxiety do you have? How much do you feel depressed, self-conscious? O, openness to experience, is how much do you like new ideas, new foods, new places, new things? E is for extroversion, and although most of us think about that as social, it's also how surgent you are. In fact, if I looked for a synonym, it would be surgency. How much energy, how active you are, and at the same time, how social and gregarious. So that's the five major personality traits, each with some of their facets, and that's the basis for telling a story about personality traits and procrastination, and that's where I'll pick up in the future. The key idea for today is that personality psychologists who come from a trait perspective think that there are five major personality traits that, much like the primary colors, when you take these traits together, because they're a continuum, we all have some amount of them, and blend them, we see the kind of personalities that we get, including personality disorders, which are just really seen as extreme variants of the normal personality. More on personality and procrastination tomorrow.